my son manages me for the last 35 years, and he knows that I like nice acoustical halls. And when someone is, when a hall is 1600, it usually has good acoustics, and we think in terms of that. I'm kind of against playing, you know, 35,000 people a night and all that. I'm not interested in that. I'd like to play where the whole family could come, and it's acoustically correct so that the musicians don't have to push and play too loud or play, you know, too rough. It has a control.
And I know that you are on a tour right now of casinos.
A couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, what's that like?
Well, that works out good. You know, it's a little different because everybody wants to get back to gambling. So, you know, I cut my shows a little, you know, and they appreciate it.
Do you do any gambling while you're there?
My wife and I go, every once in a while, we play roulette and have some fun with it, you know.
Well, back to the Center for the Performing Arts here in Carmel. Michael Feinstein, who is a friend of yours, is the artistic director there. And, of course, he is the advocate of the Great American Songbook. And I know
I am.
Yes, exactly. So many of your albums have showcased those artists. Wow. What does that mean to you, those composers and that music?
Well, I love it. It's only happened in America, and we've given the rest of the world the best popular songs that they love. And it's not some big corporations call it old music because they're trying to sell something new. But they're not correct because it's the Great American Songbook. It was in the 20s and 30s and 40s when sound film came in, and they pulled out Fred Astaire out of the theaters and put him into films, and you had Gershwin and Irving Berlin and Cole Porter. They wouldn't do a song unless Fred Astaire introduced it. So it's really the Fred Astaire songbook, the great Fred Astaire songbook.
Well, I know on several of those albums, you worked with Ralph Sharon, the jazz pianist, who was your accompanist for quite a number of years.
Right.
Tell me why that's important, to have that same person there that you know is going to be playing for you night after night, album after album.
Well, because it's not the same. With a great jazz piano player, they play different every night because of the acoustics and the way they are, and it always feels like it's a new show every night.
Speaking of Mr. Sharon, I was at your website looking at your Benedetto Gallery, and I know that art really is your true passion. And I saw a portrait that you had done of him.
Of
Ralph Sharon.
Yes, I did a painting for him, yes.
Yeah, tell me, what was that like that day when you painted that?
Well, he was so involved with me through the years, you know, I decided to do a nice painting of him.
And you work in a lot of different mediums. How do you decide if you want to use oil or watercolor or pastel?
Well, because I'm on the road all the time, I usually use, you know, sketching with either pen or charcoal, and then I use watercolor when I travel. But oil painting is at home, when I'm at home.
So when you come to Indiana, will you bring your paints with you while you're here?
Yes.
What
I
do you
paint every day?
What will you be looking forward to painting while you're here?
Nature.
And when you come to Indianapolis, will you have any time to explore the Indianapolis Museum of Art or any of the local artists here?
Well, I'd like to. It's all according to how the rehearsal goes, and if I have time, there's many times I'm in a town and they'll say there's you know, a Matisse show on or something like that, you know, and I run into and see it, you know.
And we have the Georgia O'Keeffe show. We have some of her work at the IMA here right now, so
maybe
we'll get to see that. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm sure you're aware, Indiana's home of the plein air painters. And, you know, we had T.C. Steele and C.W. Mundy. And I wish you had more time to spend and see some of their works in some of the local galleries here.
I see. I wish I had time to do that.
But you are such a busy person, and one of the reasons that you're on the road and that people have seen you again lately is this fabulous album that you've done with Lady Gaga. What a delight.
Yeah. It's the number one in the world right now. It outsells everything. And we're very successful. In fact, we're just playing. We took an ad out in the New York Times for Radio City, and the next morning it was sold out. So they added two shows and then three shows, and now it's four shows in a row for Radio City.
And this album really is a lot like the Great American Songbook. I mean, you are bringing back those jazz standards to a whole new generation.
Absolutely. That was the reason for it. And because she has such young fans a lot of times. She, I mean, everybody loves her, you know, but she has that real young children that adore her, and it's the first time they're going to hear real good jazz.
And I understand that you two are going to be involved in lighting the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center too?
Absolutely, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, will you get to be back home for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And I'm sure you have a lot to be thankful for this year.
Oh, I sure do, boy. To be 88 and have the number one song in the world is a fantastic dream come true.
Well, we thank you for taking time and speaking with us today, and we wish you a safe trip while you're here in Indianapolis in the next couple of weeks. And we have plenty of beautiful nature for you to paint, and we'll look forward to seeing your artistic work both on the canvas and on the CDs in the future, too.
Thank you very much, Jill.